next item is Savannah Road Professional Center, conditional use number 1801, amended condition.
This is a request to amend the condition of approval, limiting one lighted sign on the premise that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. This conditional use was approved on June 7th of 2011. On November 19th, 2009, the commission recommended that the application be approved. The applicants are requesting that the condition be amended to allow for an 80 square foot sign per side. Since this condition originated with the commission, you do have the authority to amend or modify that condition. We provided you a copy of the letter from the applicant's sign company, which detailed the request, and there was also a rendering of the proposed sign.
Shane, do we know how this sign relates in size to the other signs that are right in the area?
If it wasn't stipulated, they would be what's permitted in the B1 district.
If it's a conditional use, though, uniformly, they've always been 32 square feet per side. But that doesn't mean that that's what's out there physically on the site or on Savannah Road.
Yeah, on Savannah Road, it's mixed. There's B1, there's C1, there's conditional uses. I'm not sure that all, as you said, I'm not sure that every one of the conditional uses had that stipulation. But
yeah. There's some of, old conditional uses out there.
There's some old ones on it,
yeah.
Right? There was a conditional use for a TV repair shop that was then expanded to include a TV repair shop and some office space. And then it became a conditional use for totally office space. And I think their sign may be bigger than 32 square foot, because it basically advertises for multiple users on that site.
Which is similar to what this is applying
similar.
For.
The thing about the ordinance, and I know it's been stated, it, it's a conditional use application. The commission has the right to restrict or recommend the restrictions. The ordinance says that if it's a conditional use or a board of adjustment and some other type uses, they have the right to conform to the B1, which allows for what we discussed earlier with a previous application for Skipjack. They could have signage up to 200 square foot on the ground sign and up to 150 square foot on each unit if there's multiple units, where the commission has recommendation and for years has been 32 square feet, which is a 4x8 sheet on both sides, 64 square feet basically.
And a lot of times that's taken into account the conditional use.
Oh, sure, because a residential.
Residential or mixed use type area.
The thing about this site, if you go from Ebenezer Branch to one, basically on Savannah Road, it's mixed. So we have to do it. We'd have to go out and do an inventory to establish what size all the signs were.
And what the zoning is, where they're
and
located.
And what the zoning is, right.
Because like Dr. Howard's old place, I don't know if he's still there or not, but his doctor's office, it has a pretty big pylon sign as well. But that may be B1.
Actually, we could go all the way to the railroad track at Lewis, because there's a few conditional uses there also.
I know we sort of went through that exercise of seeing what the uses were in some litigation concerning this property. You know, and it is, it's a mixed bag of old conditional uses, some that have expired, some B1 zoning, some C1 zoning. There's a lot, I mean, and then now the road really is trending towards more office type uses.
What's the underlying zone, B1?
No, it's AR with the conditional use.
Yeah, it's AR with conditional
use.
And it's and this came up in the original application. It's an entrance to a residential development behind it. Off of
Covey Creek.
Yeah, off Savannah Road.
And how big is this sign? Is it bigger than a building, or is the building bigger?
It's 80 square foot.
80 square feet.
But that's is that the sign, or is that also all the the pillars and
I think that's exclusive of that. I think the letter says that plus accent stone, drive at work, and dimensional accents, whatever that is.
I think it's primarily the full signage, but not the framework and brickwork, et cetera.
It appears that what they're asking for is this, in this picture, that's the 80 square feet, okay?
Right.
This whole presentation is
huge.
Well, it's about 17, 16 feet tall, maybe, and almost that wide.
About 17 feet high?
16 or 17, yeah, it's 202 inches.
Oh, yeah, 16 3/4.
There you go.
To the bottom of the cap.
Yeah.
Well, what you're looking at, too, Bob, if I may, this is the side view.
Yeah, that one is.
This is like an L of brickwork and maybe a light.
It's not disproportionate to what's on the site.
But is it disproportionate to what's on the road in the community, given that we have,
where is the placement of the sign?
On the building, or is it out in front? Is it?
Yeah, that's, it would show up on the site plan.
I think it would be not attached to the building. It's near the building.
It's not a Board of Adjustments variance of any kind. It's not in the setback or whatever.
No, it would have to comply with the minimum setbacks.
I think
it's intended to be further back than that.
I think the decision is here.
I think it's up to us.
It's not in the setback.
I'm not disturbed by it.
Do we have a copy of the site plan?
No. The discussion is the sign. As though we're just discussing whether we could increase the 80 square foot over 32 square foot.
This one appears to me about 16 and a half feet high by over 12 feet wide.
I don't think the site plan would show the location of the sign.
8's 32, so a little over 2.
It would have shown the 32 square foot sign.
My concern is the road going back to Covey Creek.
Covey Creek.
Maybe from a visibility issue or for the placement of it, you mean? Okay.
Sign would be in the southeast corner of the site, 25 feet from the front property line along Savannah Road, which the minimum could be 5 feet, and 15 feet from the side, but they would have to change that to 20.
Right. How about from the corner for the access to Covey Creek?
It's the corner of Covey Creek and Savannah Road.
Condition that it sits back that far from the front.
Actually, the southwest corner, I'm sorry.
And it'll actually be further back from the road because you've got a Del Dot right away there, somewhere in there, I'm sure. And the Mr. Burton asks a good question. It poses a visibility problem.
The setback's on the property line, not the roadway. So he says on the site plan it's going to be 25. You should make sure that's a condition of your approval if you grant approval.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I for one am concerned that we as a commission. For quite some time have limited the size of our signs to 4x8s, 32 square feet, and whether we're going to open up the door for more large signs on Savannah Road, which makes it even more commercialized looking than what it is, when many of the buildings there are actually former houses that have been converted to conditional use. Just the precedent setting that this could create is of concern to me.
Okay, well, would you like to take a little more time to think about it, or?
I would like to.
It's my motion. It's got your initial. But it's me.
I know. I'll give it to you. You can have it. I've said my piece.
I agree with Mr. Johnson.
What you agree with Mr. Johnson? Which
with his the
precedent setting?
Precedent setting. I think it could be more visual clutter, and I would rather err on the side of safety. Speaking for myself.
I don't know. 9 years I've been on the commission that we've done anything bigger than 32 square feet.
And the other consideration might be that, again, the area they're speaking of, but this is a sign.
Correct.
So it's really, I mean, that is a sign.
Yep.
the whole thing's a sign. It's not just announcing who the
people are. It's really.
So now we're talking about 12 by 7, almost 12 by 17.
Yeah. Which very quickly is how many square feet? It's over 200.
204.
Yeah, it's over 200.
That's, what, six times the size of what we've been approving?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing, I mean, there's some, I think you can make a case for the whole thing being a sign.
Maybe I'll put a few offices inside of it.
I don't think that's their intent, but.
Mr. Chairman, considering Savannah Road Professional Center CU 1801 amended condition, my motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded numerous times to defer action on Savannah Road Professional Center conditional use number 1801 amended condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.